culture, to a different way of doing things.
2. We run a training center for employees of multinational companies who are going to be sent abroad for work, for sometimes up to 3 years. And they come from many different companies and industries, telecoms, engineering, computers, banking, and so on. Our aim is to help people be more aware of the culture they are going to. This involves all kinds of things. First of all, we give them a basic understanding of the country they are going to, its political system, the social structure, basic cultural norms. We talk about any issues that people are sensitive about. It's surprising how many countries have taboo subjects, often political, that you just don't talk about. In the second part of the course, we look at the most significant cultural differences between the person's home country and the host country, and we focus particularly on aspects of the work culture, how meetings are conducted, how agreements are made, attitudes to time, the hierarchy in the workplace, and how respectful of authority and seniority employees are, how important personal relationships are, all things which will help them adjust to working in the local culture. And at the end, when they finally arrive at their destination, they will be far more sensitive to important local issues, and their colleagues and the people they meet through work will have much more respect for them.
Unit 14. Audio 55. 1.
If you're working or doing business outside your home country, understanding the local culture is essential. You need to be informed about the culture you're working in and be prepared to be tolerant of different customs. And, you know, you can make some very expensive mistakes if you get it wrong. I'll give you an example. My boss, Tony, he used to sell mainframe computers, and a few years ago, he was working in the Middle East. One of the big electricity companies said it was interested in buying a new system. Now, Tony had been there a few years. He was familiar with the country and how things worked. So over a period of 2 or 3 months, he had a lot of meetings, making contacts, getting to know the right people. And then a competitor from the U.S. came over with a better product and at a better price. Obviously, he was used to doing things the American way. So he gave a few presentations, had a few quick meetings, and then he flew back to the States thinking he had a deal. But he didn't. In the end, it was Tony who got the contract, because even though his product wasn't as good, he understood the way business was done. The other guy was very, very good at his job back in the States, in a different context. But in this case, he was actually responsible for losing a multi-million dollar deal because he'd completely failed to adapt to the